Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministry. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
Mm-hmm. Everybody. So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a
witness?
Let the church,
oh. God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah, and it is a blessing, beloved, to be with you once again today. We thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. And truly, God is a good God, and we just love him. We appreciate all that he is doing, amen, for us as people. We appreciate all the callers that are have called in on this morning. We thank God for you joining us, taking time out in your morning to just be with us as we share in the word of God. Now, we are going back into the word of the Lord. We're doing a message on dismantling demonic strongholds. And we have gone through 16 strong men that are identified clearly in the word of God to let you know, praise God, that these things can be dismantled in our lives. Strongholds, symptoms that lead to strongholds, demonic things that come in our lives or habits or addictions. It doesn't matter what the issue is. Jesus came to set us free. And so today what we want to talk about is when we're talking about deliverance, there's some things that we need to do in order to prepare ourselves for deliverance. If you really want to be delivered, you can be, praise God. And we're going to talk about seven steps to deliverance. And this all goes along with dismantling demonic strongholds. We don't want the enemy to wreak havoc in our lives. So it's very, very important, excuse me, that we understand what Jesus has done for us, and we accept it and we walk in it, praise God. But we have something that we have to do too. And so we're going to talk about that. But before we do, we're going to have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. And Lord God, we just ask you to be with us as we go into this lesson this morning. I ask that you anoint, Father God, that you would have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you, Father, for all that you have done for us and all that you continue to do. We love you. We appreciate you. Father God, anoint your word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, seven steps to deliverance. Number one, you must be honest. Honesty is one of the things that goes along with integrity, because in order to get free of an addiction, a habit, you must be honest that you have a problem. If you do not do that, you can't get delivered, because the Lord doesn't have a way to really help us when we're not honest and open. Okay, a lack of honesty will keep you in darkness, okay? Demon spirits thrive on darkness. Any sin not confessed or repented of gives demons a legal right to remain. So we have to ask God to help us. And not only that, we must see ourselves as he sees us, to bring light to anything that's not of him, anything that's not of God. Every area of our lives has to be surrendered to God. We can't have any haystack spirits or hidden demons. That's what haystack spirit is, a demon that hides. We don't need anything hidden in our lives, beloved. We must be totally transparent, out in the open, honest, pliable to God. It's very important that we stay that way. And another thing, do not take the word and say, well, that's a good word, but then you don't let God do in you what he needs to do. In order to be free, you have to allow the Lord to work in your lives. Praise God. We have to allow him, amen, the access and openness, praise God. If it's hurt, if it's anger, if it's unforgiveness, if it's bitterness, all these things lead to strongholds and also a lot of times sickness, if you don't get rid of this stuff, such as hurts and things of this nature. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to give you a scripture, Psalms 32:5. It says, I acknowledge my sin and unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. Okay? You don't hide anything. God see it anyway. Sometimes we think we could be slick. Come on, somebody. Amen. And we're not slick because God see everything we do. He knows your thoughts. He knows the intents of your heart. We can fool people, but we can never fool God. Amen. So we must know that, as David said here, he acknowledged it. Okay? He acknowledged his sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. God will forgive. Amen. He will forgive. He will cleanse. He will set you free. Jesus came to set us free. Praise the Lord. Amen. I thank the Lord for freedom on today. Now, Psalms 139, verses 23 and 24. Psalms 139, verses 23 and 24. It says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. How many of you really want to be led by God? Praise God. So when you ask God to search you, he will. When you ask him, praise the Lord, to try me, that means test, try my heart. Father God, he's going to do it. He knows us. Amen. He knows the beginning from the end from the beginning, and all the way in between, because his eyes run to and fro throughout the earth to show himself strong on behalf of his people. Praise the Lord. Okay, so we must be honest, okay? Number two, praise God, we must be humble. We must humble ourselves. We must have humility. Amen. And then humility is not a sign of weakness, because if you humble yourself before God, he will exalt you, okay? Humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, that he may, amen, exalt you in due season. So we got to recognize, amen, that we are dependent on God and his provisions for deliverance. Amen. God is the one that came to set us free again. We've got to recognize he comes to do us good, beloved. Amen. Now go on over to James. We're going to read James chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. James chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. The scripture says, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Now, let me just stop and say this. I do have several callers on the line this morning. I thank God for you being on the line, and I do have your mics open. Praise the Lord. And the only reason why I'm doing that is if you do have a comment, we're going to make space to shortly. If you have a question regarding this message, we will allow you to have questions or comments. Amen. So, but if you have some excess noise, we want you to mute your line. Praise God. And if we have to mute you, then we will do that. Praise the Lord. James chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. But he giveth grace, more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So when we humble ourselves and we submit to God, we can resist the enemy, and he has to flee, praise God. You've got to recognize that as people of God, praise God, the enemy really doesn't have the control unless you give it to him, praise God. So this is what we have to do to take back the territory when we recognize that he's invading us, invading our space, if you will. We have to take it back. Amen. The Bible says the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Glory to God. Amen. So we must be willing, amen, to walk in the word. Amen. You know the enemy is trespassing your ground. You take that ground back for Jesus. Now, James 5:16 says, confess your faults one to another, okay, and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Okay, when we confess to God. Sometimes you have to go to people and confess things. Amen. Be willing to do that. Be open. Amen. Be transparent, because that's how you stay free. You know the enemy's trying to do something, you can bring it out. We've seen this happen a few days ago. Amen. And you know what? You abort the enemy's plan. Glory to God. Amen. And number three, repentance. Okay, now number one, go back to, you got to be honest. We're talking about dismantling demonic strongholds. Okay, steps to deliverance. You have to be honest. You have to humble yourself. Number three, then you repent. Repentance is a determined turning away from sin and Satan. So we must hate all evil in our lives, and we must fall out of agreement with it. Okay? You know that you have a habit or something going on in your life and you know God ain't pleased with it. You got to get to a point where you disagree with it. Amen. When you disagree with something, you're going to stop doing it. Amen. Praise God. Okay. Now, Amos 3 and 3 talks about how can two walk together except they be agreed. Okay? And surely, when there's unity, there is strength. The actual scripture says, can two walk together except they be agreed? Okay, and when you're in agreement with something, you're going to have some strength there, because two are better than one. And when you're in agreement, you're minding the same thing. Okay, there's more power there. That's why when we in the body of Christ get ourselves together as a body, as a whole, amen, minding the same thing, glory to God, wanting to see the people of God encouraged and lifted up, praise the Lord, amen, and we bind together as you, in unity and strength, praise God, we're going to see God move in a mighty, mighty way, okay? So we have to repent, turn. And when you turn from something, that means your back is to it, you're going the other way. You're not doing that anymore, okay? So deliverance is not to be used merely to gain relief from problems, but in order to become more like Jesus through obedience to all that God requires. Repentance is a turning, again, from all that hinders spiritual growth, ministry, and fellowship, okay? Repentance requires open confession to all sin. It takes away the legal rights of demonic spirits, okay? When you repent, you're saying enough. Number four, renunciation. Okay, renunciation is the forsaking of evil. It is the action resulting from repentance. Glory to God. Now, let's go to Matthew chapter 3. Verses 7 and 8. Matthew chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. The scripture says this, but when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. Now, once we repent, believe me, and we change, and God changes us. He's the one that really changes us from the inside. And there are things that we do, praise God. There's going to be some fruit. There ought to be fruit in our life. We shouldn't be 6 months down the road still stuck. Praise God, still in the same situation or in the mully grubs and not advancing. God wants you to advance, beloved. He wants you to grow. He wants real fruit in our lives, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So when we renounce, we're forsaking evil. Say, wait a minute now. I'm not going to think that way. I'm not going to act that way. I'm not going to have that attitude anymore. I'm going to pull up, and I'm going to get in the Word of God. Amen. And I'm going to let the Word take first place in my life, okay? So renunciation means that we have a clean break from the enemy and all of his works. That's renunciation, okay? Number five, forgiveness. God freely forgives all who confess their sins and ask forgiveness through Jesus. He expects us to forgive all others who have ever wronged us in any way, okay? Very important that we walk in forgiveness. When going through deliverance and praying for freedom, you've got to forgive. You've got to be willing to release. And you can't hold on to any of the baggage. You have to let it all go. Hurts and wounds and things of this nature, when they come, we have to be willing to release and forgive and allow the Lord to heal and to mend. Sometimes, you know, when things happen to us, we want to get even. We want to take revenge, but the Lord says, vengeance is mine. He says, I'll repay. We have to be willing to let it go. And a lot of times that can be a little difficult. But, beloved, believe me, if you forgive and you walk in forgiveness, you walk in love, God will work on your heart. He'll keep your heart pliable. He'll keep your heart, praise God, to where, amen, you're able to function, amen, freely, amen. And forgiveness brings freedom. It brings liberty. It releases you. Praise God. A lot of times, you know, people may think, well, I'm not going to forgive or I won't forget. But actually, you think you're holding that person in bondage, but you're holding yourself in bondage. So you don't want to be in bondage, beloved. So you've got to walk in forgiveness. Now let's go over to Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15. It says, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." So we have to be willing to forgive, absolutely, without reservation. It's not an option. It's a must act. You must do it. Praise God. Be willing to forgive. Praise the Lord. Okay. And number six is prayer. Okay. Ask God to deliver you and set you free in the name of Jesus. Prayer. When we repent, when we come to God, amen, when we're praying for freedom, and when we get to this point, we can freely pray because we've repented, we've renounced some things. We can pray. We ask God in and new and afresh. We recommit our lives to the Lord. Praise the Lord. God does the work that needs to be done in our lives. Praise God. I want to read Joel chapter 2, verse 32. And it simply says, "And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Whosoever will," there's another scripture that says, "let him come, drink of the water of life freely." Praise God. There's so much in the Word of God that God has for us as people if we pray, if we seek Him, if we call upon His name. Okay? And then warfare, number seven. Prayer and warfare are two separate and distinct activities, beloved. Prayer is toward God and warfare is toward the enemy, because actually when you do war, you're praying in the spirit, and to pull down strongholds and all these things that would come against us, okay? And in prayer, warfare, prayer is done in the spirit. So we have to use the weapons that God has given us. Our weapons are not flesh, they're not blood, they're not tangible. They're not those type of weapons. Our weapons are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And He gives us how to pray. That's why we need to know how to pray the Word. Praise the Lord. And because God honors His Word. Amen. If someone needs to be healed, you need to pray a Word. Amen. To bring healing into someone's life, breaking curses. Amen. Praying blessings. Warfare. All of these things. Amen. You've got to pray the Word. Praise the Lord. Now listen, we use the weapons of submission to God, the blood of Jesus, the Word of God, and our testimony as a believer, because we overcome by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. That's in Revelation 12 and 11. We identify the spirits, the demonic spirits that may be harassing, and address them directly by name and command in a commanding voice. Amen. In faith, command them to go in the name of Jesus. The Lord didn't wrestle the demons. He commanded them to leave, and they left. Amen. Follow the example that Jesus has given us. Okay? He's given us examples in His Word. And we need to follow Jesus, and we need to follow, amen, what He does. Now let's go to Luke 10 and 19. Okay? Luke 10, 19 says this, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Okay, so He's given us authority. Power is authority to tread. Okay, that's to walk on. Okay, serpents and scorpions. These are representative of demonic influences and things that we have the authority to pull down in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, because we are conquerors. Because of Jesus, we are more than conquerors, the Bible says. Amen. We are victorious in Him. We're the head and we're not the tail. We're above and we're not beneath. We're in an army, the army of God. Amen. And so we're in it to win it. Come on, somebody. Amen. We're winners. You need to let yourself know that every day, that I'm a winner because of Jesus. I'm a winner because I'm a servant of Jesus Christ. I'm a winner because He is my Lord. He's my Savior. He is my all in all. So that lets us know, beloved, that you can make it. Praise the Lord. Amen. There's nothing that God, amen, will not free you from, deliver you from. Praise God, bring you through. Glory to God. Don't care what, how deep the valley is, how high the mountain is. There's nothing that God will not, cannot do for you. Praise God. If you trust him, amen, you put your faith in him. Glory to God. So we thank God. Amen. Now, these are seven steps, amen, to deliverance. Praise the Lord. And then we need to retain deliverance. Praise God. When God sets you free, stay free. How do you do that? Number one, by putting on the armor of God, Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. You got to arm yourself every day, and you need to pray this. Pray this. And go to Ephesians 6, 10 through 18 and pray this every day. Lord, help me to put on the helmet of salvation and the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness. Help me to shod my feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace and lift up the shield of faith and take the sword of the Spirit, that is the word of God. And give me strength, O God, and endurance to pray in the Holy Ghost, building up myself on my most holy faith. Pray the word. Guard your mind and guard your thought life. Praise the Lord, because demons attack us in our mind. They start with thoughts, praise the Lord. And so you got to refuse the thoughts of the enemy. Praise God. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Amen. Then number two, you got to make positive confessions. Okay, you're snared and caught by the word of your mouth. So what you say is what you're going to have. Speak life. Speak the word. Don't speak negativity. Praise the Lord. And then number three, stay in the word. The word is a mirror. The word, according to James 1, 22 through 25. Amen. The word is a lamp to your feet. Amen. It will guide you, according to Psalms 119, 105. The word is a cleansing agent. It will clean you up, according to Ephesians 5, 25 through 26. Then the word is a two-edged sword. It'll go in and pierce. It'll cut. It'll clean. Glory to God. Amen. According to Hebrews 4 and 12. It's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Thank you, Jesus. Then the word is food for our spirit. Glory to God, according to 1 Peter 2 and 2. Okay? So you cannot maintain deliverance apart from the word. You've got to have the word of God. Amen. You've got to put it in you every single day. Amen. You've got to recall it every day. Meditate on the word of God day and night. Praise God. That's your strength. And a lot of times we're so weak, you know, like a little rag dish, because we don't have the word like we should. So, beloved, I'm encouraging you, stay in the word. Number four, crucify your flesh. Amen. Break the habits, the old patterns, and all those old things that you've been doing. Break them with the enemy. Make up your mind and let you talk to yourself and say, wait a minute now, I am not going to keep walking this way. Come out of flesh. Galatians 5, 19 through 21, and then verse 24 lets us know about the works of the flesh. Amen. And they will bring death to you. They won't bring life. Get out of flesh and stop making excuses to stay where you are and to stay in the stuff that you've been in. Praise the Lord. Amen. Number five, you got to develop a life of continuous prayer and praise. Amen. Praise will edify and lift you up. Praise will break those chains and bondages. Praise God. It silences the enemy. He don't like that. And we're not here to boost the enemy. I'm trying to give you the word of God. Come on, somebody. Amen. This is the word. This is what God is telling us to do, to keep free. Praise is an attitude of the heart. It's an expression to God. Amen. And some of you right now, God got the enemy has a muzzle on your mouth, keeps you from praying, keeps you from liberty. It's a muzzle. It's a spiritual muzzle. Amen. And this muzzle keeps you bound. It's a blocking. It's a mind-blocking spirit that keeps you in bondage. So I come against that in the name of Jesus, and I speak freedom to you and liberty to you in Jesus' name. And those that are bound by inferiority and those complexes to keep you in a shell, to keep you from expressing God through your praise, we bind it in Jesus' name, and I speak liberty to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Okay, we can sing, shout, dance, clap our hands, praise God, all of this, giving God praise, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Amen. Then number six, maintain a life of fellowship and spiritual ministry. In other words, find and fulfill your function within the body of Christ and keep yourself under authority. Amen. Keep yourself accountable, praise the Lord. Amen. And in your time, read 1 Corinthians 12:7 through 14. And finally, commit yourself totally to Jesus Christ. Determine that every thought, word, and action will reflect the very nature of Christ. Abide in God. Stay in Christ. Amen. Allow him to develop you so that you bring forth fruit and your fruit remain. Faith and trust in God is the greatest weapon against the enemy's lies, beloved. By doing these things, we will ensure that our house, our lives, our field, amen. And God wants every area filled, praise the Lord. So we thank God for this word today. Know that, amen, you're more than a conqueror again through Jesus Christ, dismantling demonic strongholds. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for those that are listening. And I pray, Father God, that you would keep us encouraged and edified and lifted up according to your word. Father God, minister even to those on the line today. And we thank you and praise you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, we appreciate you being on the line. And we do, again, have callers with us. Amen. I wanted to just take a few moments. If you have a comment and you would like to comment this morning, you may do so in the name of the Lord. Anyone want to comment, you can right now.
Amen, Apostle. I thank God for today's message this morning. It was truly a blessing. It's important as believers that, you know, we be delivered in our lives and in our walk with Christ so we can be effective. And, you know, we don't owe the devil anything. The devil doesn't have any rights in our lives. So, you know, these steps help us to evict the devil from our lives and be able to walk free the way God intended us to walk. So I really was encouraged by today's message. Amen.
Amen. We appreciate, amen, that comment. Anyone else? Praise God. Well, we thank God for you. Praise God. Amen. We're just excited about what God is doing. Amen. We do want to announce that our prophetic summit will take place next week. Amen. Beginning on the 12th, which is Thursday, 12th through the 14th of September. And the theme for the summit is perfecting the saints for the advancement of the kingdom. And we thank God for what God is doing even in this. Amen. We have Evangelist Diane Hurt who will be coming from San Antonio, Texas to be with us. She will be sharing in the evening services and I will be sharing in the day services. Praise the Lord. We're excited about it. We'll be talking about the gifts of the Spirit, perfecting the gifts. We'll be talking about fivefold ministry giftings and why God has put these giftings and offices in the body. Praise the Lord. So if you're in the Pueblo area, we invite you to come out and be with us. You can go to our website, www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. You can see the flyer there. Praise God. We're excited about what God is doing. We appreciate the Lord. Amen. And we just want you to be encouraged. Amen. We want you to know that God loves you, that he cares about you. He has your best interest at heart, and he is working all things out for you because he loves you and he cares. We invite you to join us. We'll be on in the morning, praise God, for intercessory prayer. Amen. 7 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. Until we meet again, God bless you, beloved. We love you in Jesus' name.
To what his plans are, to what his word says.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow a seed into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at apostledebra@setfreeoutreachministries.org. You may write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, 2648 Santa Fe Drive, Suite 22, Pueblo, Colorado, 81006. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you because he loves you and he cares.
Oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.
Church.